Amen. Hallelujah. You may be seated, and if you would, turn in your Bibles to Mark chapter 4. My subject this morning, don't forget the God factor. No matter how great your storm, no matter how impossible your situation looks, no matter what people think, no matter what others may say, listen to what God says. Don't ever forget the God factor. They laid Jesus in an empty tomb, and it looked like it was over. But what it looked like on the surface, it is not always what it is. Don't ever count Jesus out, and don't ever say it's too late for him. Turn to your neighbor, look him straight in the eyes, and say, don't forget the God factor. Tell about three people, don't forget the God factor. Don't forget the God factor. Mark chapter 4, we'll begin reading in verse 35, and Jesus is speaking. And the same day, when the eve was come, he saith unto them, let us pass over unto the other side. And when they had sent away the multitude, they took him even as he was in the ship. And there were also with him other little ships. And there arose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship, so that it was now full. You know, life has its ups and it has its downs. Life has its victories and life has its disappointments. But no matter what you're going through, I want to tell you on the authority of God's word, God is for you. God knows where you are. God knows who you are. And God can solve your problem. So no matter what you're going through, don't forget the God factor. Let us pray. Father, thank you so much for the worship and for your presence. And Lord, how people have already been seated together in heavenly places with you. And Lord, I pray this morning that this message will hit the mark. Lord, you will split soul and spirit asunder, that this word, this living word, will go right down into the heart, the joints, and the marrow. Lord, that people's lives will be changed forevermore. That situations will be changed. That breakthroughs will come. Because you are the great I am. You said, the Lord God omnipotent reigneth in your word. So, Lord, reign over these situations and bring great victory. And the church said in Jesus' name, amen. Now, I want you to get the picture. Jesus and his disciples, they're on one side of the sea, and Jesus speaks to them. He says, I want you to get into that boat, and I want us to go over to the other side. Now, Jesus knew that they were going to face a storm when they got in that boat. Jesus knew that the storm was coming. He knew that there were going to be waves. He knew there were going to be billows, and there was going to be winds and a great storm. Nevertheless, Jesus said, let us go over to the other side. On the other side of that night of weeping, you will find joy. On the other side of that situation, you will find victory. On the other side of an impossible situation, you're going to get your breakthrough. Man will tell you it's impossible, but I'm here to tell you with God all things are possible. So don't ever count God out and don't ever forget the God factor. God has given this church three words. And if I wasn't a member here, I would be on my way to Westmoreland. In 2018, he said the word is restoration. And last year he gave me a word. In 2019, he said, expectation. He said, you've seen my great work. Tell the people to expect my miracles. And then I was praying and praying. And this year, we had a visiting evangelist with us. And Brother Bill Terry's son, Greg Terry. And while he was preaching that night, he said, this is the year of liberty. And it struck my spirit. I said, that's it. This is the word of liberty. So you got restoration, expectation, and liberation. That means that your miracle is on the way. Now, Jesus knew that storm was going to come. And they got out there on the sea, and all hell broke loose. Right in the middle of the Sea of Galilee, the winds and they began to blow, and the waves began to dash, and all of a sudden it looked like all hope was gone. And if you had taken a survey that morning, the disciples would have said, we're not going over, but we are going under. And so many times it looks like that in the storms of life, and it looks like all hope is gone. Some people think, well, this is it. This is just my course in life. No, you've forgotten the God factor. Don't ever forget the God factor. They were saying, we're not going to make it. And fear gripped their heart. And they cried out to the master. Jesus had said, we're going over to the other side. He was asleep on a pillar of peace. He knew the power of his words. And I'm preaching his word to you this morning. Hallelujah. And Jesus was asleep on that pillar. But Jesus arose. He rebuked the wind and the waves. And they lay down at the sound of his voice. And they obeyed him. Hallelujah. And the disciples were ready to give up. They had underestimated the power of God. Have you ever been there when you felt like just giving up? Perhaps you're right there this morning. If you have reached the place of desperation, if you have reached the place where it looks like no hope, this message is for you. Don't give up and don't give in to your fears. Let me say that again. Don't give up and don't give in to your fears. Don't forget the God factor. Jesus told those disciples, hey, I'm on board this ship, and I said we're going over to the other side. And Jesus stood on the bow of that boat, whispered, peace be still. And suddenly, there came a great calm. I've spoken that word, peace be still, into so many situations, and I've seen a great calm. Like Brother Ray said, you have power in your words. There's power in your jaws. One man took a jawbone of a jackass and killed 200 and some Philistine soldiers. I tell you, there's power in that jaw right there. Use it. God gave you a mouth. He didn't give you a mouth to be passive. He gave you a mouth to speak his word. Amen. And when Jesus said, peace be still, a great calm came, and the disciples marveled and said, what manner of man is this, that even the winds and the waves obey his voice? And the Bible says, and they came over to the other side. Now, we all face storms in life. But regardless of what you're facing, no matter how great the storm, no matter how bad it looks, I'm here to tell you, don't give up. Don't underestimate the power of God. Don't ever let the devil put so much fear in your heart that you fail to believe God. I've been in some impossible situations. I've got a marriage right now. It looked like it was an impossibility. Hallelujah. My life was broken and fragmented. It looked like there's no hope. Matter of fact, my sister, who is in heaven now, when I got saved and stood encouraging me, she used her jawbone to discourage me. She said, why, Jerry, don't you know you've lost everything? How in the world can you be so happy? I said, oh, no, I've not lost everything. I've got everything. I've got Jesus. Hallelujah. And all of a sudden, the prophetic voice of the Holy Ghost came up out of my innermost being. And I said, you just watch God. You just watch God work. You just watch what God does. He's got all of me, and now I can get all of him. Woo! I tell you, if you give him all you got, if you give him everything you are, praise God, he will give you everything he has purposed for your life. And God is a good God. Don't ever underestimate the power of God. Don't give up on that wayward child. Don't give up on your marriage. Don't give up on your spouse. Don't give up on your loved ones. Don't give up on your dreams. Oh, let me preach a little while there. Great it is to dream a dream when you stand in youth by the starry stream. But a greater thing is to live life through and say at the end, the dream came true. Glory to God. Just put your hand in that nail-scarred hand, praise God, and walk this journey of life. And I promise you, God will work it out. God will work it to your good. He's a good God, and he loves you. Just keep singing your song. Just keep praising God. I thought all these people up here testifying, they preaching my sermon. Just keep praising God, because it's just a matter of time until your victory comes. Hallelujah. Go on, praise the Lord. Amen. They carried Israel off to a strange land, to Babylon, and Israel, they lost their song. God had spoken through the prophet. I was preaching this to my wife yesterday. I said, God spoke through the prophet Jeremiah. Somebody said, is your name Jeremiah? I said, no, it's just Jerry. I said, they didn't think enough of me to name me Jeremiah. It's just Jerry. But God spoke through the prophet Jeremiah, and he told Israel, he said, you're going into captivity for 70 years, and then I'm going to deliver you. The devil will tell you it's been so long, there's no hope. There's no way you can get this miracle that you're dreaming for. And God told through the prophet, you're going to be in captivity for 70 years. God has told them, I'm going to bring you out. But they grew weary in Babylon, and they lost their song. Look at Psalms 137 verse 1. 137 verse 1, by the rivers of Babylon, in captivity, there we sit. Yea, we wept when we remembered Zion. We remembered what used to be, but we wept. We hanged our harps upon the willows in the midst thereof. For there they carried us away captive, requiring us a song. And they that wasted us required mirth. They wanted laughter. They wanted gladness out of these people that were in captivity. They wanted rejoicing. They said they wanted mirth, saying, sing us a song of Zion. They said, how can we sing the Lord's song in a strange land? You can sing it by doing what we did today. I raise a hallelujah in the presence of my enemies. I raise a hallelujah louder than the unbelief. Sing it. I raise a hallelujah. My weapon is a melody. I raise a hallelujah. Heaven comes to fight for me. I'm gonna sing in the middle of the storm, louder and louder. You're gonna hear my praises roar up from the ashes. Hope will arise. Death is defeated. The King is alive. Shout hallelujah. Come on, church. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. They'd lost their song, but God was working all the time. God had promised to deliver them, and when the time was right, God brought them out. Don't let the devil steal your song, because no matter what you're going through, God is faithful. If you'll be faithful, God is always faithful, and God will deliver you. Hallelujah. God was working all the time. Anybody can sing when the sun is shining bright. My mother and daddy used to sing that. I can remember walking in combat. I wasn't even born again. And I'm so tired sometimes that I'm walking asleep. But I'm awake. If you've never been there, you have no idea what I'm talking about. But that's when you'll find out what's in you. And those old songs would float up. You can have a song in your heart in the night. When it's aching, almost breaking, anyone can sing when the sun is shining bright. But you can have a song in your heart at night. Do not let your worries drive your song away. Though tomorrow brings such sorrow, just remember after every night time comes the day. Do not let your worries drive your song away. So I just decided a long time ago, I'll just keep on singing. You know, I'll just keep on praising him. I'll just keep on believing God. Remember the God factor. Don't ever count God out. God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that you always, having all sufficiency for all things, may abound to every good work. You know, it's easy to be discouraged when things are going wrong. It's easy to lose heart when your world is crumbling and everything is turned upside down. It's easy to grow weary when nothing seems to be going your way. But if you will be faithful to God, God is always faithful, and God will bring you out. Can somebody shout and praise God? Hallelujah. I'll tell you one thing, church. If your life is hid with Christ in God, it's just a matter of time until God turns things around. Look at Romans 8:28. This is a law. This is a law that if you are born again Christian, this law works for you. For we know, say that, we know that all things, not just the good things, all things work together for good to them that love God, to those who are the called according to his purpose. If you want that promise, here it is. Say it backwards. To those that live according to his promise and love God, we know that all things work together for their good. Are you living and doing what God has called you to do? I can't do much anymore. Do what you can do. Start where you are. Use what you have. Make something of it. Never be satisfied, and God will step on the scene, and God will turn it around. God is able to bring good out of every situation. God is able to make all grace abound toward you. And for every negative thing that we face, God has a positive answer. You say it's impossible, but let me remind you, with God, all things are possible. You say it's impossible, but God says, to him that believeth, all things are possible. You can talk to God about what you don't have, and God will talk to you about what he's going to do. Hallelujah. You may thinking, I'm so tired I can't carry on. I've just fought this thing so long. God comes right back and says, I'm your strength and I'm your salvation. You may say, I'm not able, but God says, I'm able to do exceeding abundantly above all you could ever ask or think according to the power that is working in you. That's Holy Ghost power. That's the God-like faith. That's the power of the blood. That's the power of this word. Glory to God. You say, well, I've done so much bad, I can't forgive myself. God says, I love you and I forgive you. I'm not willing that any should perish, but all should come to repentance. He's a good God. You say, I feel so alone. I feel like I just can't make it. God says, I'll never leave you nor forsake you, because lo, I'm with you always, even until the end of the earth. That's long enough and that's far enough. Praise God. When I step out of this world as a born again child of God and you, we're going to step into glory. Hallelujah. He's coming back. He's coming for a glorious church. He's coming for people that's looking for him. He's coming for holy people. But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, that you should show forth the praises of him that called you out of darkness into the marvelous light. Isn't it wonderful? I once was in darkness, but praise God, heaven's light shined on my path. Woo! Glory to God. He said, come out of darkness into the marvelous light. Oh, my Lord. It feels so good to be washed in the blood. It feels so good to be clean and sanctified, holy. Oh, I got my flaws. I got my problems, but I got an advocate with the Father, and I go back, and he said, if we confess our sin, he's faithful and just to forgive us our sin and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Oh, I messed up, Pastor. That's all right. Confess your sin. You got an advocate. He'll cleanse you up. He'll put you right back in the race. God is for you. He loves you. Go on, praise him. Hallelujah to the Lamb. Glory to God. You can talk to God about what you can't do, and God will turn right around and talk to you about what he can do. And miracles come and can. Put 1 Corinthians 5, 17. 1 Corinthians 4. I just quoted. Hallelujah. Lost my train of thought there. Hallelujah. You talked about what you can't do. God will talk to you about what he can do. Hallelujah. Miracles come in cans. Philippians 4:18. I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. Put it up. Philippians 4:18. I'm sorry. Yeah, that's it. Well, somebody look it up. The devil doesn't. I got these things down in my, there it goes, Philippians 4:18. Now, I want you to know that's a real devil. And the devil does not want you to hear this one word. Miracles come in cans. They don't come when you think there's no way out. They don't come when you do like Israel did, they lost their song. They don't come when you discount that God is for you. Miracles come in cans. I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. What can you pray that prayer? I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. Well, I've never seen a situation like this change. I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. I memorized that as a young Christian because I had so many problems, it looked like if I wasn't careful, I would develop a I can't attitude. And so I decided I can do it. Not in my strength, but I can pray the prayer that heals the sick. How? I can do it through Christ because he given me his name to use. He said, signs follow them that believe. In my name, they shall lay hands upon the sick. They shall recover. My God. Don't ever forget the God factor, and don't limit God. God is a God of miracles, and God has a miracle for you. Maybe you need a miracle in your home. Maybe you need a miracle in your marriage. Maybe your problem is financial, or maybe you just need a miraculous healing, something that you've never seen before. It could be you need a job, or you just need a breakthrough in some situation. But whatever your need, don't ever limit God, and don't ever forget the God factor. Hallelujah. Too many times we limit God, but if you will press into God and remember his love, remember his nature, remember his grace, and remember just how good God is, hallelujah, you can get your miracle. You can get your breakthrough. All you got to do is know that God will come through for you. Your part is to believe. My part is to believe. And I've had people tell me God doesn't do things like that. And I would just turn and walk away from them. I say, you go on your faith and I'll go on mine. And I just go down the road, shout, and you see me shout. Woo! Glory! Hallelujah! Thank you, Jesus. You know, glory, glory, glory. I've been getting some testimonies off of Facebook, and I looked at that, and the devil says, you know, you look so stupid. You look so stupid up there dancing, and you just dance everywhere you go. You look so stupid. I said, that's all right. If I'm going to be stupid, if I'm going to be anybody's fool, I'm going to be a fool for Jesus. Oh, let me tell you something. This is Super Bowl Sunday. The world is going to be out there in weather that's under probably freezing weather. They're going to be screaming. They're going to be yelling. They're going to be shouting. I tell you, if I'm going to shout for anybody, I'm going to shout for Jesus. None of them could heal my broken heart. None of them could bring me out of the cesspools of sin and iniquity. None of them could heal me. None of them could deliver me. None of them can put my life back together. Oh, I'm not looking some sports star. I'm looking to the bright and morning star. His name is Jesus. Come on, let's give him a standing ovation. Glory. Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah. 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 I love you, Jesus. Oh, Father, you've been so good to me. You've done so much, Lord. I just want to praise you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We're not careful. Many times we'll do just like Israel has done. Look at Psalm 78:41. Look at this. Psalm 78:41. Yea, they turned back and tempted God and limited the Holy One of Israel. They remembered not his hand, nor the day when he delivered them from the enemy. I think back to that day, Brother Clark, in that revival, you were able to go back to the spot where you got saved. Got up and testified that this is where it happened. I was a little boy, 12 years old, and I got saved, and God has kept me through it all. Hallelujah. Go on, praise God. Everybody's got a testimony. Glory to God. They limited the Holy One of Israel. See, God is for you, no matter what you're facing. Don't underestimate the power of God. Don't ever forget the God factor. God has always stood by his people, and we don't need to limit God. God is a God of miracles, and God has a miracle for you. You may need a miracle in your home. Maybe you need a miracle right now in your marriage. Maybe you need a miracle, and it looks like it could never happen. Maybe it's just a loved one, and you've never seen a miracle of this sort. You know, have you ever seen anybody raised from the dead? We don't see that, do we? My sister was sitting in church. My sister's in heaven. Sister Myrtle's in heaven. But Sister Myrtle, in a Pentecostal holiness church, Sister Myrtle slumped over like that on the pew. The people in the altar praying. And one of my friends I grew up with told my sister, said, something's wrong with Aunt Myrtle. My sister was a registered nurse, and my sister looked at her and said she stopped breathing. And this is in a Pentecostal church. Threw her into the middle of the floor and got down and gave her mouth-to-mouth resuscitation, and they revived her. Well, you know what the prophet did? He went in and he put himself over that little boy, the Shunammite woman's son, and he breathed over him, and all of a sudden he sneezed 7 times. If you're going to sneeze, sneeze a perfect number. Hallelujah. And he was resurrected, but my sister raised that woman. She was dead. Her heart had quit beating. And the doctor said, what happened to her? Said, her heart quit beating. And she died. But she lived a long time after that. She was resurrected. I get tickled when I think about it. People in the altar, you know, in a Pentecostal church, you see people laid out by the power of the Spirit. So nobody's looking at this thing, you know. She's dead, but she was raised from the dead. I remember I went up there to see her son. He called me. He said, God told me to call you, and he wants you to come up here and pray for my mother. And God said, if you'll come up here and pray for me. Now, God spoke to him. It's not something he thought of. God says, call Jerry Nelson. And it was snowing, sleeting. I drove all the way to Henderson, North Carolina. I went in that house. Denny Ray, he's in heaven now. And he went over and he took the telephone, pulled it out of the wall, unhooked it. Went over, took the TV, pulled it out of the wall. He said, I don't want anything to stop what God's fixing to do. I started telling her about Jesus. I quoted the word of God to her. It's happened 2 times in my life. I saw the word come out of my mouth, go through the air. It struck her. She threw her hands up and said, glory, I'm healed. And I thought that was it. All of a sudden she said, no, I'm not healed either. See, the devil just told me I'm not healed. I leaped out of that chair like a leper. I went over to where she was. Put my hands on this Holy Ghost-filled woman's head, who was my senior by many years. I said, come out of her, you lying devil, in Jesus' name. I said, you're healed in Jesus' name. The power of God hit her. She was healed. Praising God. They came from the church where I grew up in, knocked on the door, said, Aunt Myrtle. We all called her Aunt back then. Said, Aunt Myrtle, we came to pray for you. She said, you're too late. Jesus already came and healed me. Go on, praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I mean, it's sleeting out there, and the weather's bad. And Aunt Myrtle takes her clothes. She said, y'all can stay and visit if you want to. She lived next door. She said, I'm going home. And she, in her 80s, and walks out the door and goes to her own house. Hallelujah. I tell you, God is a miracle-working God. And if you can believe, you shall see the glory of God. Hallelujah. God delivered Israel by a series of miracles, but they forgot God. and they limited God. You know, there's a song that it says, climb every mountain. God never said, climb the mountain. Jesus said, speak to your mountain. And you speak to it, and you keep speaking to it, and you keep speaking to it until it moves. I've moved some mountains in my life, and some of them didn't move the first time. But I would take the word of God. Jesus said, whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, be thou cast into the sea, shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe those things which he saith shall come to pass. He shall have whatsoever he saith. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you shall have them. Glory to God. Go on, praise God. That is the word of God. Those are the words of the Master. And I don't care how bad it may look, how dark it may look, God is God, and God is your God. Don't ever forget the God factor. Turn your faith loose and watch God work. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Church, we've just scratched the surface of what God wants to do. I want to give you this right here. Look at Psalms 115, verse 14. I love this. The Lord will increase you more and more, you and your children. You are the blessed of the Lord, which made the heaven and the earth. You are blessed and highly favored of God. The Lord will deliver you. He will increase you more and more, you and your children. I'm amazed when I look at what God has done in my family. I'm amazed because all my children were just like me. They went away. Had one of them tell me, said, I just don't believe the way you do. I said, yes, you do. I said, I put that stuff way down deep inside of you. I said, you may not think you believe that, but you do. And guess what? She's serving the Lord. Her brother's serving the Lord. Her sister's serving the Lord. All my children are serving the Lord. How could it not happen? I preached it for years. God is a generational God. God will save you and God will save your household. How can I preach that? Because I went away from God. I couldn't get away from God because God would talk to me. No matter what I did, God would come and God would talk to me. And God would tell me, you know that's wrong. You know what you did is wrong. Are you looking at a man that in my worst sin, I don't know what it's like not to feel God's presence. God was there because mother and daddy covered me. The church covered me in prayer. No matter where I went, no matter how bad the situation, no matter how much danger was there, God's hand was there, and God said, I've come. Woo! He'll send people into your life. He sent a man into an alley down in Mexico, Tijuana, Mexico. Four men were coming against me, and it looked like there's no way out of this thing. And one other Marine stepped out into the alley there. I said, there are three behind us and two behind us and two in front of us. I said, are you ready to go at the double? You said, I've heard that story again. Well, you need to hear it again. Hallelujah. Because I'll tell you, it was curtains for me that night, except God sent somebody. And God sent me to talk to you today. God sent me with a message. And that message is that no matter how bad it looks, keep praising God. Westmoreland is a praising church. Westmoreland is a shouting church. Westmoreland is a word church. And you can come here and you can sit right in the middle of the people, right in the midst of what the Holy Ghost is doing, and you can get your miracle. I don't have to lay my hands on you. If God designs it that way, it'll happen that way. Your brothers and sisters, they can lay their hands on you if God designs it that way. But God can heal that situation, heal that home, heal that sickness. He can just send you a word. And I believe I came with a word today. This thing is nothing like my notes. Hallelujah. But they put Paul and Silas in prison. They were in there for preaching the gospel. And it looked like all hope was gone. They were in the innermost part of that prison. And the doors were locked. And all of a sudden, they started singing some praises. Ha, sing a hallelujah. You just got to open your jawbone and sing a hallelujah. I tell you, it looked like there was no hope, but God came down. Don't forget the God factor. God came down, shook that place. The jail cells, the doors fell off their hinges. They were locked in chains. They were bound up. Looked like they could never get out. God shook the place. Why? Midnight, they began to sing praises unto God. Maybe this is a midnight hour for you. Just start singing your praises. Brother Clark, just start singing hallelujah. Sing in the midst of your storm. Anybody can sing when the sun is shining bright, but you can have a song in your heart at night. You serve a God who can do anything exceeding abundantly above all you could ever ask or think. But you're going to have to use some faith. You're going to have to speak to that mountain. And we fasted 21 days at the start of this year to set the course for the rest of the year. As your pastor, I decided a long time ago, I am not going to watch you fight your battles alone. We got a praying church here. We are praying for you. Friday night, we pray. We put fire on this altar. I'm thankful for that prayer team. I'm thankful for everybody in here that prayed. But I want you to know, brothers and sisters, when you're going through your storm, you are not alone. You got a pastor praying for you. You got a prayer team praying for you. You got a church praying for you. You got people that love you. And we love Jesus Christ here. And God brought Silas and Lucas, Paul and Silas out of that place, hallelujah, when they sang their song. The jailer said, what must I do to be saved? The whole jail cell got saved, hallelujah. And when you get right and everything is right, God will save your whole family. Mother and daddy, get it right and let's praise God. Come on, let's stand, church. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Woo!
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
We love you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Come as close to this altar as you can get. There's a fire on this altar. There's a fire in this pulpit. There's some people here that love you. And God loves you. And God is before you. Who can be against you? Glory. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Lord, we pray.
Lord, we praise you. That power and a praise.
Lord,
you're not saved. Get in this altar. Praise God. This is your day for a great miracle.
Lord,
you say, I don't understand all that. All you need to understand is God is a good God and He loves you and He wants
Lord,
to save you.
We
hallelujah.
Pray.
Oh, we praise you, Lord.
Lord, we
Lord
praise
Jesus. Thank you so much for this great salvation. Thank you
Lord,
so much for these people. Lord, we command these ears to open. We command
Lord,
hearing
we
to come. If there's never been any doubt, we command it to come in Jesus' name.
Lord,
take the limits off of God. Restoration.
You.
Expectation. Liberation.
Hallelujah.
Glory.